Hello again, this is Amy. Welcome back to another episode of the Job Search Podcast. Today, I want to talk about emotional intelligence in the context of executive job search. I think we all have a conventional understanding of what emotional intelligence is. It's doing well by doing good. Basically, it means being a decent person and regulating the way you interact with others. In a more technical sense, and to go back to Daniel Goleman's original emotional intelligence theory, he says emotional intelligence means the ability to understand and manage your emotions, to recognize the emotions of others, and to use a combination of this understanding to guide your interactions. In the context of executive job search, emotional intelligence takes on an even greater level of importance hiring executives and executive boards are looking for well-rounded professionals who have proven leadership skills and can handle complex challenges with ease. So how do you engage your emotional intelligence throughout the executive job search process? I want to give you 5 tips that you can think about as you go through your executive job search. So 1, practice empathy. Put yourself in the shoes of the hiring executive and try to understand what they're looking for in their ideal candidate. Consider their goals, consider the organization, and explain how you can contribute to that long-term success within each of those from perspective of that hiring executive. 2, focus on effective communication and social skills. You know all too well how important it is to communicate effectively and to build strong relationships. So make sure to highlight that ability and explain the way you bring people together and collaborate to solve complex business problems. 3, build self-awareness. Take the time to reflect on your executive's strengths and weaknesses. Maybe even do a complete SWOT analysis around your candidacy and your job search goals with real honesty and objectivity. 4, embrace self-regulation. As a C-suite leader, maintaining composure and professionalism in high-stress situations is paramount. Show how you have handled difficult situations and managed conflict successfully. 5, find your motivation. Finally, remember that your motivation must transcend the rejections that come with hunting for a new job. Consider working with an executive resume writer, a career coach, or a mentor. These can ensure that your energy, enthusiasm, and creative solutions are communicated in your resume, social media, especially LinkedIn, by the way, cover letter, and your interviews. All of these are examples of ways you can demonstrate or at least reflect on your brand of emotional intelligence as you go through your executive job search. Stay with me next time on the Job Search Podcast for more thoughts about what it takes to be a successful candidate. And by the way, if you want to get in touch, feel free to set up a chat with me at 5strengths.com/letschat. Thanks for listening, and see you here next time.